Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Welcome to this Kartik inspiration. Vrindavan often does not only act as a guru, but as a mirror. A mirror shows you that which you cannot see without any assistance. So in the same way, as a mirror shows you the hidden aspects, Vrindavan often shows you the false ego and its various manifestations. You expect in Vrindavan sometimes, everything will be very nice. The breeze, the Govardhan, Radhakund, all the deities, all the holy places. But instead, you look into a mirror and see all the things that still need to be improved, and it can be shocking. I experienced the other day the shock. I went on Govardhan Parikrama, and when I was coming towards the end of the Parikrama, my mind was lamenting, I'm thirsty. Oh, my feet are paining. Oh, the mosquitoes are coming, and I forgot my mosquito spray. Oh, the people. And the smell of the open canalization. So many things my mind found until I found myself sitting at the steps of Radhakund and thinking, what was all this complaining? The mind just saw only through a material perspective, the perspective of the ego which wants to enjoy. But here I'm sitting on the warm steps of Radhakund. It is dark, but the people around me are offering lamps to Srimati Radharani. Wonderful. On my right hand, there is an old Bengali sadhu who sings a bhajan in a broken horse voice with so much devotion. Wonderful. Then on my left is a family coming with a few children, and one child falls into the kund, and the other children save it, and everyone laughs. Wonderful. Everything changes in Vrindavan Dham when the perspective changes. The moment we put ourselves in the center and our enjoyment, yes, then we will see a little village in Uttar Pradesh where many things are still in the developing process. When we, however, put Radha and Krishna in the center, it seems as if an entirely different movie, is it really a movie, a different reality plays out in front of us. And we can see Krishna and Radha behind the veil of the apparent things. We can see them behind the veil of illusion, and they always attract our hearts naturally. The feelings which I felt at Radhakund with that changed perspective, they're so different than what I moments before saw through the lens of my ego. And Vrindavan, these things happen instantaneously. In other words, you switch from one consciousness very quickly, very easily, with a lot of help, to a higher, more exalted consciousness. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Wishing you all the best and see you for the next Kartik Inspiration.
Hare